escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I would have to say Josh Allen, just because I think we've seen him perform better in playoff games against the Chiefs than we've seen Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. You go back to that AFC Championship game a couple of seasons ago that was in Baltimore. The Ravens came in rolling. It was their year. They were all set to do it. And they played basically their worst game of the year that day against the Chiefs. Last year in Buffalo, Lamar Jackson goes in there with a team that really hadn't been turning the ball over, and they commit several key turnovers in a loss to Buffalo in the divisional round. Whereas while Josh Allen hasn't gotten over the hump, we've seen him play some masterful games against the Chiefs and in playoff games.
That's Dan Graziano, ESPN. Today they had a whole fancy graphic package of the chase for Mahomes from Allen and Jackson. Like, it was like a cartoon show. I really think it's more likely that the Bills will finally get through to the Super Bowl without having to play the Chiefs. I think Kansas City has got a tough ride in front of them. They were not as good as their record last year. I don't think got much better on their offensive line, which was their biggest problem at the end of last season. The receivers are coming back, and that could help. But run game's still pretty, it's not that efficient. And I'm seeing more and more Denver hype. I'm kind of wanting to bet Denver to win that division. They have arguably I think the Eagles have to give it to them. Maybe you could arguably say the Broncos have the best roster in the AFC. It's loaded. It'd be right up there with the Bills, and it'd be right up there with the Ravens and these other complete teams. But Denver's got studs around Bo Nix, and they don't really have many holes from what I've seen. And they've got superstars like Patrick Surtain. So Denver, like, all right, I'm kind of done believing the Chargers will ever do it. Harbaugh, whatever. Just fool me once, I'm being fooled the ninth time that the Chargers are finally going to do it. But Denver, Super Bowl winning coach, offensive mind, a quarterback that was experienced in coming into the league. He was like 25 years old, all the Bo Nix is old jokes. Really good roster. Like, I'm in on Denver. And they don't even have to win the division. Just knock the Chiefs down enough to where they're not getting home field throughout the playoffs, where they're not getting that first round bye, where their path is a little bit more difficult, where they've got to play two top teams instead of just one, like it's normal. And if that happens, I think there's a real, the Bills, everything is set up for the one seed. And I think you could get a lot of outcomes where the Bills are hosting the AFC Championship game and it's not Kansas City. Like, right now, if I were doing NFL predictions right now, way too early, maybe we should do this tomorrow. I think I right now would pick Bills Ravens in the AFC Championship. And I'd pick the Bills as the one seed. So I don't think I'd have them playing the Chiefs. They'd be playing the winner of the 4-5 matchup in the second round of the playoffs. And the Ravens and Chiefs would play each other. And right now I'd pick Baltimore. So that to me, I think, is more likely. I guess that's the same thing though, right? It's that would still qualify under their guidelines that they're talking about this morning of passing Mahomes. Can you pass Mahomes without actually beating him? I mean, yes, right? You go further. That's the answer. I think that's very possible. Put a poll up earlier about the Bills being ranked 28th by Bill Barnwell in their skill position group, receivers, tight ends, and running backs. Spent a little time on Kincaid and Coleman for that. How wrong is it? How wrong is their being ranked 28th? Because I saw a lot of pushback, and I'm not high on their group really at all. And even I would rank them higher than Barnwell did. So maybe that should say that they should have been, you know, a lot of people would rank them a lot higher. Barnwell calls their wide receivers. He says, while general manager Brandon Bean might disagree, this is likely the least imposing group of wide receivers in the NFL on paper. See, now that is the part of it that I'm not that against or negative about their receiver group. Sure, I'd love them to have a top dog, a Terry McLaurin at the top, who wants a contract right now. I would love that.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think with this offensive line and this run game, you add in that final finishing piece, your offense is perfect. It's got everything. But okay, they don't have that. Least imposing group of receivers in the league. No, it's not that bad. It is underwhelming would be the strongest word I think I would use about it. New England is worse. Definitively, at wide receiver. Diggs coming off a torn ACL. A second-round rookie last year, Polk, that looked even worse than Coleman by a lot. for the whole year. Coleman at least showed flashes. Polk never showed anything. And then behind that, it's fourth round picks and Kyle Williams, the rookie day three guy they drafted, is a nice prospect, but who would you expect to give you more in 2025? Who should be more capable? Kyle Williams, who's a nice prospect, I think he was a round three, round four pick, or Elijah Moore, who's been in the league for multiple years, is coming off a 100 target season, is a good separator. Like, that's why I was kind of in on what they ended up with at receiver after the draft. Day after the draft, it was, you know, I like their defensive picks. I wish they might have thrown one of those third or fourth round picks at a receiver. Not the first or second round, but one of those third or fourth round picks. Wish they had done that. But they didn't. All right, another move coming. Remember saying that morning, like, hey, they signed Chase Claypool last year in May. They signed Marquez Valdes-Scantling after the draft. There's going to be another move. That day, there was a move. They brought Elijah Moore in for a visit. They signed him. Moore, I think, does more for you, no pun intended, in the immediate than a day three pick. So you're better than New England, with that being said. I mean, I'm looking at, like, Cleveland right now. I think the Bills have a better receiver group than. I think Tennessee right now with an old Tyler Lockett and Calvin Ridley. I would take the Bills guys. Barnwell has the Jets above them and the Giants. See, that's where, that's a good debate. Would you rather have the Bills have pretty balanced group? Like one through five, you could see all five of those guys contributing. Curtis Samuel's got a good skill set if he's healthy, and Moore has a good skill set, and that's, those are your fourth and fifth guys. Shakir, of course, the top, Coleman. Balanced. The Giants and the Jets, unbalanced. That is, we've got a stud at the top of this thing, and then, you know, we don't really have a lot after that. And what's better? That's where, like, the Bills have kind of proven that both work fine. If you have a good balanced group, one through five, you can make that work. If you have one great receiver, like Diggs was, especially three years ago. When you have a top guy like Diggs at the top, but Beasley's gone and Brown's gone and Gabe Davis is only okay, and it's really Diggs, and then you aren't very skilled behind that. Trent Sherfield, a practice squad guy, is starting a playoff game for you. You're still a good team. Still a great team. Great offense. That's maybe where the Giants and the Jets are right now. So, you know, you go to the Saints. I think the Bills are better than the Saints. You go to the Chargers. Chargers a little bit closer because I think McConkey is really good, but I actually do like the Bills group more than I like the Chargers because I kind of hate all the Chargers receivers after McConkey. Pittsburgh. Metcalf's really good, but Metcalf's not as good as Neighbors or Wilson. And then behind that, it's Roman Wilson and Robert Woods. I take the Bills. Again, like, it's not a long, long list. I'm not going to tell you that I like their receivers more than 20 teams, but I think they're better than the least imposing group of receivers in the NFL. I think they're pretty good. They're fine. You could be better. I'd like them to be better at that position someday. But one through five, you know, they've got enough. I think they've got more than enough. They got more than they did last year. And they're going to need it because I think the turnovers are going to go away or going to come back a little bit. 803-0550 is the phone number. There was a massive story in F1 this morning, a sport that we did pay attention to for, like, how long was it? Was it 8 months? It wasn't very, very long. Was it a year? A guy that this show and the documentary on Netflix paid a lot of attention to is out of that sport. A little bit of that and a quick update on what's going on at Wimbledon, because I think you got a couple of big matches later today. That's coming up here on WGR.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge went up last.
Oh my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.